said after going off the road in Russia, today evening, Louisiana State Police say 56 drivers of vehicles driving on LA Highway.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Shemincha, Tati, Terura, Alphat Gimel Yitzhak Sadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sadvenu, Taharenu, Nora, Ufreshayan, Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kevavat, Shamrem, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yudkav Shin, Barchem Taharem, Rachame Sikatcha, Tamid Gamlem, Betet Resh, Sadi Taf Gimel, Chasin Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Nael Adata, Et Kuf Bet, Tet Nunayan, Yachid Geye, Lamcha Pene, Zokre Kiddushata, Yud Gimelamet, Pezayim Kuf, Shavatenu Kabel, Ushmati Akatenu, Yodeyata Lumot, Shin Kufav, Tzadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notze Chesed La'alafim, Nosea won wafesha, the chata vinake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty using the tool from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar that comes from Parsha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Tar Tane Nandukucha Purihu Koma De Aved Leela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Vilvada Dikshot Vilela Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Vedach Yalea Mine Yaulan Haga Eya Talana Tehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itzirich Bialma. The energy of the current year, 5780, has a revealed essence of compensation and a concealed essence of Shefa. And the way we connect the Shefa to the compensation is by studying one of the verses from the Tanakh that connects to these energies. Tonight we are studying Leviticus chapter 13, verse 23. tahtehaptamod habaheret lo pasata sarevet hashkin ivetiharo hakohen. The translation of this verse, that if the bright spot stay in its place and be not spread, it is the scar of the boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There's one verse from the Tanakh that we study. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom lamil Yisrael untati vushakan tata vilo irgaz od vilo yosifu tene avla anoto ka asher barishona. We'll now connect to the 72 names of God using the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shi la lahe aka aka heta ezayo alada la awahe hea yozala me behe he reyo he kome. La awa kala yo la wa wa pehe la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da Anu yo he ame re he a yo yoza he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi ame me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re Wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim using the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he se se wa Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be we he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he Sa a la re yo, a a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi a la me. Nu he a, nu wa ta, me la he, pe a yo. Nu ko me, yo re la, he be he, me ta re. Wa he be, yo a he, a la wa me za yo. Da he be, me ka ko, a la a, he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the sixth day of Tibet, Rabbi Yaakov Resher, Rabbi Chaim Shlomo of Kosin, Rabbi Alter Yisrael Shimon Perlo of Novodevichsk, Rabbi Chaim Maidanik, Rebbetzin Baila Morgenstern. We'll now connect to the Ani meditation, where we climb the tree of life. Malchut, Yoheini Wayohe, Yoheini Wayohe, Yoheini Wayohe, Yosod, Yuahuni Wuyohu, Yuahuni Wuyohu, Yuahuni Wuyohu, Hod, Yuahuni Wuyohu, Yuahuni Wuyohu. Yuahuni Wuyohu Netzach Yahini Wiyohi Yahini Wiyohi Yahini Wiyohi Tiferet Yoahuni Wuyoho Yoahuni Wuyoho Yoahuni Wuyoho Gevura Yahni Wiyoch Yeah, ni we yok. Ne ni we yok. Bina. Yeah, ni we yo hey. Yeah, ni we yo hey. Yeah, ni we yo hey. Hakma. Yeah, ni wa yo ha. Yeah, ni wa yo ha. Yahani wa yoha Keter Yahani wa yoha Yahani wa yoha Yahani wa yoha. Now we will connect to the 10 utterances, the Esther Dibrot. Vaydaber Elohim et kol hadivarim ha'ele lemor. Anochi Hashem Elohecha, Asher Hotzeiticha, Meretz Mitzrayim Mibet Avadim, Lo Yihyeh Lecha, Elohim Acherim, Al Panai Lo Ta'aseh Lecha, Pe'esel V'kol Temuna, Asher B'Shamayim Mima'al. Washer barets me tachat, washer b'mayim, me tachat, laarets lo tishtachave, lachem, willo tavdem, ki anochi, Hashem Elohecha, Elkana poked awon. Avot al banim, al shileshin v'al ribeim, v'shonai v'yoseh chesed v'alafim, lau havai, u'shomre mitzvotai, lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha, la'shav, ki lo yinake Hashem, et asher yisa et shemo shel hashav, zachor et yom hashabbat, lekadsho sheshet yamim tavot, v'yasita, kol melachtecha, v'yom hashvi'i, shabbat l'ashem Elohecha, lo taseh kol melacha, Ata uvincha uvitecha, avdecha v'amadcha uvhemtecha, v'gercha asher bisharecha. Ki sheshet yamim asa Hashem et hashamayim, v'et haaretz et hayam v'et kol asher bam, v'yanach v'yom hashvi'i. Al kein berach Hashem et yom hashabbat, v'yikadshehu Kabed et avicha, v'et imecha leman yarikun, yamecha al ha'adama, asher Hashem Elohecha, no tein lach, lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov, lo tane bereacha. Et shaker lo tachmod beterecha, lo tachmod eshet reecha, v'avdo v'amato, v'shoro chamoro, v'kol asher l'reecha. Please cover your eyes. Close your eyes, lean slightly to the left as we say together, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. The Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud hey, Yud hey wow, Yud hey wow hey, Yud, Yud hey, Yud hey wow, Yud hey wow hey. The bridge Kaddish, which we use as an elevator to rise to the level of our class. Itkadal, itkadashime rabba, and we all say Amen. Bialma divra kirute biam lichmalkute bechayechon ubiomechon uvechaye. Dikol beit Yisrael, tagala uvizman kariv. Vid barach v'ishtabach, vid pa'ar, vid romam, vid nase, vid tadar, vid tale, vid talal, shemei nekucha, v'eila min kol birkata, v'shirata. Tushpechata v'nechemata, ta'ami ran bi'alma, yehe shlama rabba min shamaya. V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Oseh shalom b'imromav, hu yaseh shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Our class tonight is a Zohar class. You will find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row on the right-hand column, you'll see the landing page for all of the different parashas. When you open up the landing page, scroll down to Parasha Vayigash. It's the second from the last entry or link in the book of Genesis, the book of Bereshit. When that link opens up, scroll down to section 4, which will start at verse 32. We also will probably study section 5 as well. We'll start with the Lashem Yehud, because when we said the Baruch Shem as part of the Shema, we grounded all that additional energy. Veshem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urhimu Udhilu Udhilu Urhimu Leyakta Leshem Yudhe Bavate Beyehuda Shalim Beshem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananeihu. Pasuk 32. Rabbi Abba Patach Amar Yepeinu Mishos Kol Haaretz Artzion Yarkete Tzafon Kiryat Melech Rav Haikara Raza Dimhem Nutaihu Yefeinof Daihu Yosef HaTzadik Tikti Beya Vayehi Yosef Yefeitoar Vayefe Mare Misos Kol Haaretz Vehedu le'ela witata hartzion yarkite tafon begin tifula keya kaim mashkena deshilo hartzion dairushalayim yarkite tafon hakehu The translation. Rabbi Abba opened the discussion with the verse, beautiful for a situation, the joy of the whole earth, Mount Zion, the uttermost parts of the north, the city of the great king. This verse is the secret of faith. Beautiful for a situation is Joseph the righteous, of whom Scripture says, and Joseph was good-looking and well-favored. He is the joy of the whole earth, the gladness and joy above and below. Mount Zion, the uttermost parts of the north, is his portion, Joseph's portion, where the tabernacle of Shiloh stands. Mount Zion is Jerusalem, namely the Nukva, the uttermost parts of the north is assuredly above and below, for both the upper temple, the Nukva, and the lower temple are considered to be of the aspect of the north, namely the illumination of the left of Bina, the secret of the illumination of Chachma. By commentary, this pasuk is explaining code words. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Pasuk 33. Kiryat Melech Ravatarihu Mitakna Lekabel Melech Ravda Malka Ila'a Tekola Kodesh HaKadashim Tehamitaman Atya kol nehiru, we call birkan, we call heidu dekola, tehamitaman, akadishim, tehamitaman, atya kol nehiru, we call birkan, we call heidu, dekola dehamitaman. Naharin kol antin, uve makdisha itbarka, mitaman vekadihi, mitbarcha, mitaman, nafke birkan lekol alma, teha kol alma mitaman itbarka. The translation, the city of the great king is a place prepared for the great king, the most high king residing over the holy of holies, from whom all light, all blessings, all joy, comes, so that all faces shine and the temple is blessed. When it is blessed, since every blessing emerges from there, the whole world is blessed from there. My commentary: the city of the great king is Jerusalem after Mashiach. That's the end of the section. Does anybody have any questions? I'll wait until you open up section 5, which starts at verse 34. Rabbi Yehuda ve Rabbi Yossi, Iaru, Bikfar Hanan Adichawo, Yad ve Be, Ushpazehu, Atahad Barnash, Bechad Miatola, Ticham Rakamea, Weal Beveta. Ad hake amar Rabbi Yehuda, le Rabbi Yosei hataninan, de David malka hawa mitnam nem kesus, l'shein teya, ze'er chesh hawa kam befal gut, Leil Yahai Shiura Ze'er Hihu Elahawa Itar Afilu Pitla Tut Leil Yah. The translation: Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi met in the village of Hanan. While they were sitting at the inn, a man came with a baggage-laden mule and entered the house. Rabbi Yehuda was then saying to Rabbi Yossi, "We have learned that King David slept like a horse and had little sleep. If this is true, how did he wake up at midnight? The portion of 60 breaths of a horse sleep is very brief. So he would have awakened before even a third of the night was over." My commentary: there are three portions of the night. The first is from sundown until approximately 10 p.m. The second is from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. And the third is from 2 a.m. until sunrise. This can help you understand this pasuk. Pasuk 35. Amar le'a b'shata de'al el-yahawa Ya'atevin kol rav-reve b'te'ya V'dayim dina v'yasek b'mile Yoraita Ulvatar Hawanaim Shainteya Ad Palgut Leilia Wakam Palgut Leilia Beitar Vishtagal Befulchana Timareya The Shirin V'Tushbechan. The translation: he replied, "When night fell, he used to sit with the princes of his house to execute justice and study the Torah, which means that he did not go to sleep until night fell, but closer to midnight. He then slept until midnight, when he awoke and rose to worship his master with songs and hymns." My commentary: this verse is helping to explain the verse prior, Pasuk 34. Pasuk 36. Adhake amar hahu barnash uki aimi la dikam ritu hakehu razadmi la hakadeha David malka haivakayam lealam ulalme almin the David malka hawa nater kol Yomo delight amjam mita begin deshenta had bishitim the mita ihu with David begin tuptea dehu hai lahawa naime la shitin nishme diyad shitin nishme chaser chad ihu chai mitaman uhalya taim barnash tamad mota deshilet beya sitra deruach misava. The translation. The man interposed and asked, is this what you think? This is the secret of the matter? King David is alive and exists forever and ever. King David was careful to avoid a foretaste of death. And because sleep is a 1/60th part of death, King David, whose domain is the living, slept only 60 breaths. For up to 60 breaths, less one, it is living. But from then on, man tastes death, and the sight of the impure spirit reigns over him. My commentary, this pasuk is clear as written. Pasuk 37. Udahawa nater David malka dilayitam tama demota shtishalet beya sitra derucha acharabegin deshitim nishmecha serchad il raza dechaim dilela adshitim nishme Peinun shitin nishme ilayin, leilein raza dilchon detalyan, behon chaye, umika utata raza demotahu. The translation. King David guarded himself from tasting death, lest the sight of the impure spirit obtain control over him. For 60 breaths minus one are the secret of the supernal life. The first 60 breaths are the supernal 60 breaths, whose secret is that life depends on them. From then downward, it is the secret of death. My commentary. Learn this well. A human soul only needs a half hour of sleep each night for perfect health. The human body does not need sleep at all. 60 breaths of a horse is approximately a half hour. For every minute over a half hour that a person sleeps is counted as a potential minute of Torah study that the person did not do. This is my opinion. Pasuk 38. We are David Malka Hawam Hamashair Shira Delelia Begin de Yitayim Bechayim Dila Yishlo Beyat Amadimota Wikad Eat Peleg Lelia Awa David Mitkayem Beatre Begin Dekad It Arpalgu Lelia Bekit Shifra Kadisha Itarba Dila Leashkacha Leia LeDavid Mitkashar Beatar Achara Batar Demota. The translation. Therefore, King David would measure the night until midnight so as to remain alive, lest the foretaste of death dominated him. At midnight, David would be in his domain, in his grade, which is life and existence, by waking up and uttering chants and hymns. For when midnight stirred in the holy crown, the nukva was awakened. David did not wish to be found connected to another domain, the domain of death. My commentary, the pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Pasuk 39. Begin de karit peleg leil yadvik. Dusha ila itar uvar nashtinaim dayar seya ula itar leashkacha pikara dimareya haihu itkasar berazadimota umita bach batar. Achara v'alda David malka chawakaim le'ashkacha pikara dimareya tadir chai lekabei chai v'lana em b'shena shenta l'tama tama dimota ukin kach Hawa meet nam name Kesus. She teen nishme will a bishly move. The translation. When midnight comes, supernal holiness is awakened, but man is asleep in his bed and does not awaken to regard the glory of his master. He becomes attached to the side of death and cleaves to another domain, to the other side. King David therefore always woke at midnight, careful of the glory of his master, alive before the living one. He would never sleep long enough to taste death. Thus he slept like the 60 breaths of a horse, 60 breaths less one. My commentary. Why have you asked yourself, why is it necessary to have so many, three of them, verses to explain the same aspect regarding sleep at midnight prayer? Pasuk 40. Atu Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yosei unshakuha. Amaru le'a ma'asemach el hizkiya el yityasher chelach v'itakach oraitach yetivu amar ribi yehuda ho'il v'sharet e'malan mehane razim. Ilain teka marta, teka mart. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi came and kissed him, for he revealed a new explanation concerning midnight prayer. They asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "Heskia," literally, strengthened of Hashem. They said to him, "May you be strengthened and may your study of the Torah be augmented." They sat down. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Since you have started, tell us more of the supernal mysteries to which you have made reference." my commentary, this pasuk is being inserted here to transition to a new yet similar subject. Pasuk 41. Patach v'yamar Hashem bechachma yasad eres konein shemayim bitfuna tahatse kad baraku shabarichu alma chamadila yakel itkaima advara raita Begin de mina nafkin kol ni musin ilain tuitataim uva kaime ilae tuitatae ahidiktiv hashem behakma yasar aretz konein shamayim bitfuna teha behakma kaimin Kol ki hu min di alba v'kula, kul hu nafke migawa. The translation. He opened the discussion with the verse, Hashem by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding, the Hebrew word is tibunah, established the heavens. Come and see. When the Holy One, blessed be He, created the universe, He saw that it could not exist, for the universe was created under the reign of the left column, the secret of Chachma without Chasadim. And Chachma cannot illumine without Chasadim. Therefore, it could not exist until He created the Torah, the central column called Zeranpin, also called Torah. He caused the two columns, right and left, to be included within each other, and Chachma was included within Chasadim. Then Chachma illuminated from the Torah, namely from the central column, all the laws issued by the upper and lower worlds, which are supported by it. This is the meaning of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh and Zeranpin, the secret of the central column as it is written. By wisdom founded the earth. He founded the earth by wisdom, clothing Chachma in Chasadim, so that the illumination of Chachma remained in the world. Through wisdom, everything in the world exists, and everything derives from it, as it is written. In wisdom have you made them all. My commentary. Everything is created with both energies mixed together, at least in the physical world. Then the two different energies need to be separated and then brought back together as the central column. That is the essence of the teaching of this pasuk. Pasuk 42. Da'amar Hashem behakma yasad eretz alma ila alayis v'rei Ela migoy hakma v'alma tata alayis v'rei Ela migoy hakma tata awiku Nafkan migoy hakma ila u'migoy hakma Tata konein shamayim bitruna konein ma konein Ela konein kol yoma v'yoma V'la pasek v'la nitzata kan V'zim nahada ela b'kol yoma V'yoma atkein le'ya The translation. Another explanation of Hashem by wisdom founded the earth is that the upper world, Tevunah, was created only by Chachma, and the lower world, the Nukva, was created only by the lower Chachma, Chachma clothed by the Nukva. Thus it seems that they were all issued from the upper and lower Chachmah. By understanding, Hebrew is Tevunah, he established the heavens. He asks, what does it mean established? He answers, established refers to Tevunah, which establishes their Anpin, called heaven, every day. They were not mended at one time. Rather, he perfects them day by day. My commentary. In the spiritual worlds, the two energies strive to separate from each other. It is necessary for Hashem to bring them together each day into the central column. Pasuk 43. Lechainu razadik tivishamayim lozaku be'enan v'kisot digri utayihu misamim ma misamayim ela hashivu mishamayim ihu begin chavivu Urusagya Vitikuchabarihu Raibho Lahamivu Taihu Ligabeya Teha Agidihu Matkane Lon Koyoma Lioma Ladame Benoidinun Mittaknan Kid kayaot begin dir shimuta, dilchon legabeya, uruteya lian hara, lon tadir belapasi kudeha alma, teatea pek nechorin zechirin, koyoma veyomata dir bela. The Siku, the Gindi Anhara, Lon Tadir Li Alta, Lo Zaku Be'ena, Lo Zaku Bilchodo, La Kiti Velalo, Zaku Be'ena, Ugin Kach, Konein Shemaim Bifuda. The translation, this is the secret of the verse, and the heavens are not clean in his sight. Could you think it is a derogation of the heavens? On the contrary, it is to the advantage of the heavens, for it is because of the love and great passion that the Holy One, blessed be he, who is Tevunah, bears for the heavens, Zeranpin, that he views them as not perfect enough, even though he perfects them daily. It is for the love of them and because of his desire to shine continuously upon them. He explains, the world that is coming, Tevunah, radiates scintillating light every day without cessation to illuminate them always. Therefore, they are not clean in his sight. It does not say not clean, but rather not clean in his sight. This indicates that though they are in reality clean, because of his desire to shower abundance upon them, they are not considered clean to him, as has been explained. Thus the scripture reads, by understanding he established the heavens. My commentary. In my opinion, this explains why Zeranpin will eventually return to the higher world of Atzilut. Pasuk 44. Man shamayim dahu razadi avahan virazadi avahan dahu yakov dehu kilala Dilchon begin diako, tushpachta Taima Dianhara Alama. The translation. He asks, what are the heavens? In the verse, by understanding, he established the heavens. He replies, they are the secret of the patriarchs, Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet. The secret of the patriarchs is Jacob, the central column, Tiferet, who includes them all, as the central column includes the right and the left, the secret of Abraham and Isaac. For it is Jacob, the most splendid of the fathers, whose function is to shine on the world, the Nukva. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, this pasuk is clear as written. Pasuk 45. Ugindi hu istale goy alma diate. Nafak mineya anafachada Shapira bechezu ekal nehorin mineya Nafkin vekal shiva Shachrevu leanhara Liara umanihu Dayosev hatzadik dihu yachev Savt ale kol alma, we alma mineya itzan ugin kach, good shabriku, koma de ave bi alma, kola ihu biraza ila, we kola chitai chaze. The translation. When he ascended to the world that is coming, that is ascended and clothed Israel Saba, called the world that is coming, the secret of covered chasadim, which is why there is no place in him for the revelation of the illumination of Chokmah, a branch came out from him, beautiful to the sight by the light of Chokmah, called sight and vision, and all the lights, both Chokmah and Chasadim, radiated from it, as did the abundance and the anointing oil needed to illuminate the land, the Nukva. What is this branch? It is Joseph, the righteous, who gives abundance, the illumination of Chokmah to the whole world, which is sustained by him, by the illumination of Chasadim. Therefore, whatever the Holy One, blessed be He, does has meaning, and all is as it should be. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining why the Sefirah are necessary to fulfill Malchut. The explanation is learned in Rabbi Ashlag's Esser Sefirot. This book, Esser Sefirot, is a restatement of the Ari's teachings of the 10 Sefirot, the book called Etz Chaim, the Tree of Life. Pasuk 46. Ad hake ata Rabbi Elazar ke wan dechama lo namar vada shekinta. Haka b'may yis'aski tu, amaru le'ya kol vada, amar vaday shapir kamar, avalin nun shitin, nishmei vaday shitin, nishmei nun t'chayin bein le'ela, bein le'tata. Mikan uchala, ika shitin nishmin acharanin, deinun kulhu misitra demota, bedarga demota, alaihu vikrundur mita, wikulu tama demota. the translation. While we were talking, Rabbi Elazar came. While they were talking, Rabbi Elazar came. When he saw them, he said, "Assuredly, the Shekhinah is here. What are you discussing?" They told him what happened with the man and his words. He said, "He spoke well." He now explained about the 60 breaths. The 6 hours before midnight pertain to life. Both above in the upper world, where the secret of the chest and above of the nukva is, and below in this world. From then on, after midnight, there are 60 other breaths, which are Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod of the chest and below, all on the side of death, and the grade of death is upon them. They are called Dormita, sleep, and all of them taste of death. My commentary. The Pasuk is clear as written. As a student of Kabbalah, do you sleep after midnight, or do you maximize your sleep before midnight? Did you study Torah after midnight, as is hinted into this in this Pasuk? Have you asked why is the current state of sleep, awake hours in the Western world, what it is? Is it due to people not knowing or having forgotten the information revealed in this Pasuk? Pasuk 47. Ugin kach David malka hawaihu mitzdabek beinun. Shitin nishmin b'chayin u'mitaman u'halalanaim k'lal ha'idiktiv imetein shenat le'enai v'le'afapai tenuma v'yalda shapir ka'amar begin de'yakum David chai Besitra dechai willas besitra timota yatvu kulhu vishtadvu peoraita vitabaru kathada. The translation. King David therefore cleaved to the 60 breaths of life, namely the 6 hours before midnight, which is the ches, the secret of above the chest, where the power of judgment and death, which is in the chest, cannot reach. But afterward he slept not at all. This is the meaning of, I will not give sleep to my eyes, slumber to my eyelids. Thus that man spoke well, as David should be considered alive. He is on the side of the living, and not on the side of death. Then they all joined together to study the Torah. My commentary. In my opinion, according to the Midrash, King David was to be born stillborn. Thus it is more important for him to stay away from death than it is for other people. It is true for everyone that each person needs to stay away from death. Learn this spiritual truth. Pasuk 48. Patach Rabbi Elazar v'yamar Hashem Elokei Yeshuati Yomat Tzaachti V'layla Negdecha Tachat David Malka Hawa Kam B'Falgut Leil Yavi Ishtadal Bioraita Vichirain Vitush Bechan Behedva Dimalka Umatrunita Vidahawa Hedva Dim Henuta Biarabagin de Hainun Ihu Shivcha Dim Henuta de Itcha Ze Biara. The translation. Rabbi Elazar opened the discussion with the verse, Hashem, the Elohim of my salvation, when I cry in the night before you, come and behold. King David used to rise at midnight and study the Torah, and delight the king and the queen with songs and praises. This is the joy of faith on the earth, for it is the praise of faith, the Shekhinah that is seen on the earth. My commentary. The Shekhinah comes to listen to the praises whenever and wherever said. This is my opinion. Pasuk 49. We are out of time, but we're almost done. Only a few verses left. Tehalela parche behendwa shirata kama malakim ilayim deka mazinin deka mishabchan belelia bekosi trin kaha giletata beyara mandim shabach lea kud shabarichu Beara Belelia, Raevea Kutshabarihu, Bekolinun, Malakim Kadishin, Deka Meshabahan, Leia, the Kutshabarihu, Kulutatim Litahu, Deka Meshabah, Leia Belelia. Beara, behai tu shpachta ihu, bishlimu. Lithalka yikare de kuchabarihu, mitata uzamra, behedva de yehuda. The translation. For numerous holy angels joyously begin to sing above in different ways, praising at night on all sides, even in the illumination of the left, for then the Nukva reigns. According to the secret of the verse, she rises also while it is yet night. It is likewise below on earth, for the Holy One, blessed be He, takes pleasure in whoever on earth praises Him at night. And all the holy angels who praise the Holy One, blessed be He, listen to the man who praises the Holy One, blessed be He, at night on earth. For this chanting increases the glory of the Holy One, blessed be He, from below, and sings joyously in unison. My commentary. We learn from this pasuk that it is part of the plan of the creation for human beings to praise Hashem both day and night. Pasuk 50.
Tachatze David Malka Chatav Hashem Elohe Yeshuati Wigomer Hashem Elohe Yeshuati Ematai Ihu Yeshuati, Behahu Yomadi Akte Meet, Kushpachta, Belelia, Ligabach, Kedani, Ihu Yeshuati, Bimama.
The translation. Come and see, King David wrote, Hashem, the Elohim of my salvation. Which means, when is Hashem the Elohim of my salvation? He is my salvation by day, after I first sang to you by night. Then He is my salvation by day. My commentary, this verse will become clear when contemplated. Pasuk 51.
Tachatze deha belelia, mandim shabach, lemarea betushbatcha,
Deoraita kidenat kev. Bich kifu bimama. Besitra demina. Tehahuta hadnafka. Misitra demina. Yuvdain eat masech. Aleyav itakaf. Be'avi adamar Hashem Elohe Yeshuati Yom Sa'ati Wigomer. The translation. Come and see. Whoever sings the praises of the Torah during the night, before his master is strengthened by day on the right side, which is Chesed. This means that the Chachma he received by night through the left is clothed during the day by Chesed, the right side. For a thread of grace comes out from the right side. It is drawn upon him, and he is strengthened by it. David therefore said, Hashem, the Elohim of my salvation, when I cry in the night before you. My commentary. The effect of saying praises at night is to strengthen the connection to Chesed during the day. Pasuk 52. Uki chamar lo hametim, ye hallelujah. Lo hametim, begin the Easterish, lo shabcha chai lachai. O mate la chai la hake, dictive lo cham yetim, ye hallelujah. Ya nach nu nivarech, ya te ha nan chayin, belet lan hulaka besitra demota kelal. Eskiyahu amar, chai chai hu yodecha kamoni, begin de chai itkerav, lechai David, malkai hu chai bekorva, ledi leya lechai haolamim, umande itkerav. The Gabeya Ihu Chai Diktiv Viatem Chad Bekim Bechai Eloheichem Chaim Kulchem Hayom Muktiv Uvnayahu Ben Yehoyada Ben Ish Chai Rav Bealim Mikatzel. The translation. Thus he said, the dead cannot praise Yah, because it is the living who should praise the living, and not the dead, as it is written. The dead cannot praise Yah. But we will bless Yah, for we are living and have no part of death. Hezekiah said, the living, the living, he shall praise you as I do. For the living has a connection with the living. So is King David living, and he came near the one who lives forever. And whoever approaches the one living forever is living, as it is written. But you that did cleave of Hashem your Elohim are alive, every one of you, this day. And Benaiah, the son of Yehodiah, the son of the living man of Kabtzeel. My commentary. Rise and praise Hashem after midnight will connect you to the one living forever for a day. That is the end of the class. Are there questions? While you're unmuting your phones, I'll remind you, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., we have a class on Psalms, Tehillim. I believe we're doing Psalm 74. And I wish you all a wonderful Shabbat. Remember, this is the Shabbat that manifests the energy of Zot Hanukkah. Are there any questions?
I wish we had more time. But this certainly gives a different perspective to insomnia. It does. Get up and do your work.
That's absolutely true.
But, okay, just quickly, in the beginning pasuk, we don't actually die when we're sleeping. And my question, which we can't answer this evening, is why are we equating sleep with death? And also now, what are the energies? We don't.
Why? Because we get up in the morning? So what's your definition of death?
Well, it's not
a vessel
sleep.
A vessel without light is death. A body without a soul is death. Does your soul leave the body at night when you're sleeping? That's why the sages define it as death. Doesn't mean that you won't be restored in the morning. And that's what the Modeh Ani that we say when we get up tells us. You thank Hashem for restoring your soul. The nighttime Shema is saying to Hashem, I'm giving you my soul, please return it to me in the morning. But while the soul is away from the body is a vessel without a soul. And that is the definition of death. It's even a medical definition of death. They did an experiment, I was told, I didn't verify this myself, but I was told they did an experiment where they calibrated the weight of a person and they monitored that weight continuously. And the moment of his death, he lost, I believe it was 1 or 2 ounces of weight. With
yes,
the soul
that's been
leaving
verified.
His body.
That's been verified and replicated. But that's in death, not sleep.
Well, but it's something we can discuss and disagree
right.
about. But when the prophecies say that all those who lie in the dust, meaning in the graves, will be resurrected. So they're sleeping in the grave, are they not? Or they're dead? How do you define the difference? But they're going to be resurrected. They're going to be resurrected. But yet we can dig up graves of Sadiqim and their bodies. We can dig up graves of Sadiqim and their bodies are still warm to the touch. There is much we don't understand and much that modern science does not yet know. I'm not disagreeing with you. I understand the frustration you're feeling. It's a question of certainty. Was the person who wrote the Zohar, or the people who write the Zohar, if you follow the academics, were they being influenced by Hashem directly or indirectly so that what they wrote is truth? For me, it is truth. For you, it is not yet truth. Does not mean you're wrong. Does not mean that I'm wrong. We just have a disagreement about how you define death.
Well, isn't that commentary?
I'm sorry?
Well, I was getting ready to say, isn't there...
Go ahead, Hannah.
I'm almost sure there's commentary in the Art Scroll, Siddur, that describes sleep as 1/60th of death. And
yes,
I have that discussion today.
It comes from this section of the Zohar.
Yeah, right.
The question is, it says 1/60th of death. Absolutely. That's what the sages say. The question is that truth, or is it a fable? It's a question of how you define death.
Well, perhaps it's a definition of death in terms of literally and the rest of the metaphors. But I'd also interested in the energies of the three different sections of the night. That's for another time. I'll write that down, come back to it. Because obviously the three sections of the night have different energies. And that goes back to the original insomniac. It's a very different approach.
That was one reason why I asked last night, because of the connection between falling asleep in a class and was it really a heavenly academy, and that the soul had gone there because of thinking of the idea that sleep was partially, 1/60th of death. So I kind of feel there's a connection there too.
The question was valid last night, still valid today. It's a question of every day. We're told in this section that every day Hashem recreates the world. Not only every day, but every instant. Hashem recreates the world. And how does he do that? He does that with Tevunah, which is it's a different word for Bina. It's one of the composite parts of Bina when you get into the deeper levels in the 10 luminous emanations.
Mm-hmm.
So why it's used in Tevunah in this section where so many other sections it calls it Bina, that is up for a different discussion.
But you see, there are also different types of
falling. Go ahead, Hannah.
Well, there's also different forms of falling asleep. I mean, sometimes you're dozy and your eyes, you feel like you want to go to sleep. But then there's other times you're wide awake and then, poof, next thing you know, you're out and you wake up. I mean, you didn't feel sleepy. You didn't feel like sleep was getting ready to come on you, but it just happens. And then there are stories about how some of the sages would kind of go off in almost like a trance, and they were in the heavenlies, So there's a lot ifs, ands, and buts, I guess you would say, connected to sleep and death and night times and all. So maybe when we get to that portion again,
We can do that next year, because at the end of Shabbat, we would be studying the next week, which is Bayechi, which is translates as and living.
Okay.
So you can understand what this section is about.
And the energy of why. Even my conversation today with another friend, and that's the question she asked me.
What happens when we die?
Well, she asked, what happens when we die? And I just told her what some of the sages say and what others say, because she's, I just didn't feel like I could answer accurately, but, and had to go kind of slow with her too, the verses like sleep with the fathers and words that she doesn't know Hebrew or she's not Jewish, but She's always very questioning me. That's why I used to get to read the commentaries and go over them a second time when I was under the hair dryer. But when I'm with her, I don't get to do that because she's full of questions. No, so. But people.
I would just like to add the consciousness of the sages are really saying that sleep is 1/60th of death. And what that refers to is that you have 6 sephirot in heaven. You have 6 sephirot that is called by one name, Zeron Pin, small face. Each of those 6 have 10 sephirot within them. 1/60th of death is you're at the bottom of those 60 sephirot in the level of consciousness. So is it death?
Right.
And would science or someone say it's not death? Relative to what is living, which is the world that is coming, which is Bina, there are 60 levels of consciousness between the body that is asleep and what is full awake, true living, the world that is coming, not the world of Tikkun. And I think that
will help
you reach whatever level you want to reach at this point.
It also really speaks to a lot of sleep difficulties. And I hate to take it out of the spiritual realm, but it does. It speaks to a lot of sleep difficulties. If on an unconscious level you think you're dying, then you're not going to be able, you're going to have trouble falling asleep. But then when you do fall asleep, you are releasing a certain attachment to the conscious world. And in that way, perhaps it's a severing and you can rise up from Malchut. You're no longer so attached by the cord and you can rise up in your dreams. So, all right, I get it that way, but thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and everyone on the call is supporting that revelation, because this is the way it works, and I think this is the first time that you saw the difference between the deep Zohar and the regular Zohar class.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a significant difference. So I appreciate your questions, and I hope you'll continue doing them.
Well, I feel like with people who really are just getting into anything, you know, that I have to answer them by saying, well, according to this text or this or the Torah or whatever, you know, and not give them what I consider my answer. And then if they ask a question after that, well, then I'll, you know, go on to maybe a little bit more. But that's how I have to deal with most of the people that are around me.
Well, sure, that gives you a lot of support. Sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Sunday, well, there will be 2 classes. One is the 10:30 class. We're going to be teaching about, what's it called again? Shogavi. Is tshuva for sexual misdeeds. And 3 o'clock, we will again get back on schedule and continue our advanced reincarnation classes. So I wish you all Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful Sabbath. Vayigash is a very powerful Shabbat, because when you hear the first verse, and Yehuda came close to him. Him is Joseph HaSadik, representing the chariot for Zeranpin. And Yehuda is the king of the physical world, because he's the king of the children of Israel. And when they come close together, that's the unification of Zeranpin and Malchut. And that's the energy of this week's portion. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.